Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, we're talking a little baseball right now, or a lot of baseball. Matt Snyder, CBS Sports. Matt, how you doing today?
I'm good. I think I'm happy. I don't know what you guys were talking about there.
Yeah, Scraby was...
We can get you in on it little bit.
our
producer decided to try and make an argument that Kawhi Leonard might be a better San Diego State athlete than our very own Tony Gwynn. And that's a hard it's a hard one to make in the city of San Diego.
Yeah.
It might be one you can make elsewhere. But here in San Diego, you're not going to get a lot of support on that. So,
no, I wouldn't think so.
Matt,
no, sir.
Matt, we've been paying a lot of attention to your weekly power rankings on CBS Sports. And we noticed that the Padres don't ever go too far up. They don't ever advance. They don't ever go down too far. What goes into the process when you're putting these power rankings together, especially when it pertains to the Padres?
Yeah, they're a hard one. I feel like I'm bumping them four or five spots at a time because they're inconsistent week to week. You know, they got done with this, and this has happened a lot with them, and I expected it to happen with them. They're a team that hasn't contended in a long time, but they're an upstart. You know, they go through that six-game losing streak where they lost to teams like the Rockies and Reds in April, and then they string five wins together. Then they go through a rough patch where they lose six of seven, and then they rip off five straight wins. It's tough for me to try to look week to week and say, gosh, we're still early in the season. There's so many teams in the middle in like a cluster that seem relatively even, and then I've got a team that has six losses in a row. I've got to move them behind some teams in the cluster, and then they win five of six, and I got to move them ahead in the cluster. So I have expected this to happen pretty much with them, and they're a fun team, so they're fun to pay attention to. I try to look at body of work, personnel, run differential, and what have you done lately. It's subjective.
Matt, one of the stats that really jumps out at me, and we were talking about this yesterday actually on our post-game show. The Padres beat the Yankees yesterday 5-4. Their 14th one-run victory of the year. They lead the major leagues in that category. As a matter of fact, they're 14-6 in one-run games. Are you of the thinking that a 14-6 record in one-run games is a good thing because it shows, hey, this team's got a little magic going this year and they feel confident in tight games? Or are you a little concerned about that record, thinking that it might level out a little bit the second half of the season?
I mean, it's always good when you get to this point that way. You just don't want to have to rely on it all season to keep happening. I mean, we've seen some of the examples where it did. The 2012 Orioles, one of those Rangers teams, maybe 2016, was just ridiculous how many one-run games they won. There's a formula, but you have to have timely hitting, which is hard to count on for a whole season because it can go in hills and valleys, and good back into the bullpen work. And when you look at the Padres there, when you've got Kirby Yates and you have some guys capable of being a good bridge to him, yeah, you can hold one-run leads there.
Yeah.
At some point, you'd like to start getting a little bit more comfortable leads and not having to worry about that. And then you look at the blowout losses there, too. They're 3-6 in games decided by five or more runs. Or actually, today make that, they're 3-7 now. That's going to skew the run differential a little bit and along with those one-run games. So you have to try to take everything into account. I do think the Padres are good. I don't think that they can continue. Let's say if we just double that and they were 28-12 in one-run games, that would be a shocker.
Right.
So maybe that levels out some. But the thing is, when you have a team like this that it's never contended before, hopefully you get back Fernando Tatis at some point. You've got a Hedges in there. This is Machado's first year in San Diego. You've got Margot and Fran Mill in there. At some point, maybe Urias comes back. you have a lot of young guys in there. Paddock at the top of the rotation. And in fact, the rotation has a lot of guys who don't have a ton of major league experience in a rotation. There's going to be inconsistency there. So it's harder to say, oh, that's definitely going to even out. Well, for example, the Brewers earlier this year were something like 8-0 in one-run games. And you're like, okay, well, I know they have Hader, but the rest of the bullpen isn't that great. That's going to even out. And it has kind of started to even out. On the Padres, it's harder, like I said.
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point. The fact, if you're playing a lot of one-run games, doesn't necessarily, and you're winning them, isn't necessarily a good thing, because the Giants have the best one-run record in the league right now, and they're
not helping them.
It's not helping them at all.
No.
Matt Snyder joins us on the SDCCU fan hotline, CBS Sports. Matt, I checked out your All-Stars article you wrote on CBS, and although there aren't any Padres in the starting lineup that you have picked out as of right now, they certainly have to have a representative. When you look at this ball club, who do you think that guy is right now?
Hosmer almost seems like the most deserving after how hot he was. Again, with Tatis being hurt.
Yeah.
But first base is unbelievably
super strong.
League, and so he probably gets bumped there. Paddock? I mean, it got knocked around today.
What about a guy like Yates?
Yeah, Kirby Yates, it's probably going to end up being Yates. I don't know if Paddock will have the workload at that point. And hopefully you get more than one.
Yeah.
Because it's a likable team. It's probably a good bet that by the time we get there, Machado has the numbers. That you probably, if I had to predict, I'd say you end up with Machado. And
yeah, that's a good point, too.
Boy, I hope Machado. That would be good to get a couple in there. Matt Snyder, CBS Sports, is with us. We were just talking about the Padres now. They've fallen 7.5 back of the Dodgers in the NL West, and there just looks like there's no slowing the Dodgers down. If you're the Padres, I mean, does it make any sense to put all your chips in at this point and try to make a run to catch LA, or do you just try and stay the course and see if you can't steal one of these wild card spots?
Well, yeah, for now, I mean, you're within striking distance of a wild card spot, and this is a city that's clamoring for a playoff team at this point. I don't see any reason to do something drastic like sell, certainly not at this point. If you end up, let's say, late July, and you're looking at a 9-game deficit with 3 or 4 teams of leapfrog, yeah, you probably need to sell and supplement and start looking ahead to next year. But as long as you're in it, I mean, look at the 2014 Royals. They were something like 5 or 6 games out of a wild card spot in late July, and they decided to stand pat. I remember some outlets, mostly the sabermetrically inclined, were saying they should have sold James Shields. Well, they ended up in the World Series. They ended up 90 feet away from tying it in Game 7 of the World Series.
Yeah.
So as long as you're close, to me, especially in the Royals situation that year, or especially in the Padres situation that year, after so long wanting to have a contender, getting a fun team in front of you looks like a team that's going to contend for years to come. It just sends a terrible signal to your fan base if you sell when it looks like you're within striking range. So I don't think you could do anything like mortgage the future by trading prospects who aren't far away. Mackenzie Gore comes to mind. But, you know, if you can add by not giving up some of the future nucleus, yeah, supplement it by all means and see if you can get in the wild card game. Because, again, you never know. The Royals were right there. We've seen wild card teams make runs.
Matt, one last thing before we let you get out of here. Eric Hosmer has been on a tear. We talked about him a little bit in All-Star. Why do you think Eric Hosmer has been able to return to the guy the Padres thought they were signing in free agency last year?
I don't know. The only thing I have, and I don't have an answer for why, if you look at his career numbers, he is really good every other
year. Yeah.
And then mediocre. And so there's no, I don't know. I mean, you could probably speak to this better than me, having been to the show, but does that make any sense whatsoever?
It doesn't. And it was funny, Adam Jones said the other day, he was like, there really is never an explanation or never a why when guys just randomly struggle like that. And it's just weird that it's always in an odd year that he puts up fantastic years.
It is. And but, you know, sometimes you do – I didn't play in the bigs, but I played in college. Sometimes, as you know, you just feel a lot better.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just feel like you can't get comfortable in the box no matter what you do. So right now he probably feels really good. And then you get a little extra confidence there and – things start to snowball. That seems to be what's happening for him.
I did not realize that he had such drastic splits from odd seasons
amazing.
To even, but it's,
yeah.
Boy, 298, 318, 297, 302, 293. Those are his odd number seasons. Do you want the even ones?
Read the even ones for us.
232, 270, 266, 253. So way lower.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If you loop in the OBP and slugging and the OPSs are like even more drastic. It's weird.
He's either in the 800s or in the 600s.
Well, Matt, hey, we appreciate your time as usual. Look forward to talking to you again.
Good stuff, Matt.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you, Matt. That was Matt Snyder, CBS Sports on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates. Equal housing opportunities. Apply now at SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.